This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 349. All I need is love and you and music, music, music.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is loving you and music, music, music.
Online play is really enjoyable. I have had a couple of matches where lag was an issue, but I think that was more about how many people were actually in the room and on the system and using it at the time of night that we were using it than really any problems with the game itself.
Okay.
So I'm not going to knock them there for that because I think it was really just the server. You know, you battle Friday night, late night. There's a couple people on the server is what I'm trying to say.
Got on my Xbox.
Stop it. This is not the musical episode of our podcast. That comes later in the year, Panda.
Last Friday night, yeah, we did some tabletops. Now we took too many shots. Think we kissed, but I forgot. Last Friday night, yeah, we maxed our credit cards. And get kicked out of the bar.
Welcome to another episode of our podcast, people.
Hi! I feel like we haven't talked to you guys in a long time.
It's only been a week.
I know, but it feels like forever.
It feels like the first time.
Well, not really. No.
No.
It doesn't feel like that, but it does feel really good. And you know what else feels really good? Reading stuff on our website.
I was going to say massages.
Massages do feel good, but also
warm laundry
feels great. Okay, it doesn't feel good. It feels great.
Feels like the first time. Feels like the very first time. It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time.
I have waited a lifetime. Spend my time so foolishly. But now
you couldn't read before, but now,
right.
it's that more exciting
because it's digital reading, so that makes it so much better.
You don't have to hold the actual book.
No, I'm just, you know.
All right, Rochelle, we need to do the show. You can play with your toy later.
No, I'm playing with my toy while we do the show.
All right, fine.
Although I do have Winnie the Pooh on here, so I guess I could read Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, it came with it when you installed the book application. It downloaded.
Are you going to read a passage from your Winnie the Pooh book?
I might read a passage from my Winnie the Pooh book.
All right, well, how about we do the show that so that you can read the passage?
Oh, I see where you're going with this. You want I see what this is. I see what's going on. Here. All right.
Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, chubby little cubby all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, willy nilly silly old bear.
Welcome to yet another episode of our podcast.
It's a special time.
It's the time of the season.
Hey.
No,
hey,
no.
Roll back.
Sorry. I'll take it back.
It's the time of the season. When love runs high in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for loving.
And we have a special guest with us, Xenocor from Ultimate Quest.
Hello, Xeno.
You'll never find this as long as you live. Someone who reviews games the way that I do. How y'all doing?
Oh, Lou Rawls came.
Oh, that was actually really good. That made my heart warm up a bit.
Oh, shit. Maybe I should practice.
I love that song.
There you go, people. The way to Pandalicious's heart is through Lou Rawls.
You'll never find as long as you live someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you.
Yo, yo, yo. Hey.
It's Fat Albert. Wait, no, it's not. It's just Ninja System Pandalicious.
Yeah.
It's just us.
And we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, we're going to. By the way, I liked how you worked that in. I like the off-the-cuff thing. That was very nice. Follow it in, just snuck it in there. That's what she said. Okay, anyway.
This is Bill Cosby coming at you with music and fun. And if you're not careful, you may learn something before it's done.
Hey. Oh, God.
Music.
Music makes the people.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I saw.
And she had a Madonna moment.
Yep.
I am not responsible for that. So I'm really excited about being able to grab the Paramore tracks, and I'm hoping that there'll be some more Paramore stuff. Really, though, what I... do you want to know what I really want?
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
You wanna?
I wanna.
You wanna?
I wanna.
You wanna?
I want, actually, to have... this is gonna be, like, really bad, but I kinda wish that I could maybe have a couple of pop songs, specifically in Rock Band.
Which ones?
Call Me Maybe.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like recent pop stuff?
Yeah.
Like stuff that's not even...
I want to sing it. I want to get points for singing it.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna, I wanna, I wanna, I wanna, I wanna.
music. You gotta be safe, okay? When you're doing something for the mass media, you gotta.
No wonder why there's no Creed on there.
Correct.
Thank God.
There would be so many boycotts.
Yeah.
Can you take me higher? No, shut up.
Yes, I can take you higher. Pass the bong.
Alrighty. Well, moving right along there.
Here's the magic rooms.
Because we don't condone the...
I don't do drugs. I just talk like I do. And I actually don't even talk like I do because I don't know the lingo.
I'm like, hey. You're putting this out on a recorded podcast. Really? What? Really? Really?
What? I don't.
Really? Really? Illegal drugs are bad, and we do not condone the purchase, consumption of,
I didn't tell
or
people
distribution
to buy drugs.
Of.
I didn't tell people to buy drugs.
I'm gonna flick you.
Don't! It hurts!
Yeah, so stop it. Focus.
Cause there's a hunger, a longing to escape from the life I live when I'm away. So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask and we stay.
My milkshake bring the boys to the yard, and they're like, meh, it's okay.
Maybe.
What? It's okay. I didn't write home about.
Amanda.
What?
Like that about people's milkshakes.
Well, they should take better care of their milkshakes.
Well, I mean, you know,
they should put some more ice cream in it.
Some people, you know, have lactose intolerance, so they can't. Not everyone lives near a creamery, Amanda.
That's why you get almond breeze.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
You want it, the thing that makes me what the guys go crazy for. They lose their minds the way I whine. I think it's time.
You just can't help but bring in the fucking Ariel, can ya?
I can't.
Ugh,
you set me up, dude.
Oh, me so man. I think we're gonna give away this shirt.
The Super Nintendo one. Although the Pokemon one.
The fishing the board is lucky.
Stop it!
In for a worse of fate.
Shut
one
up.
One day when the boss gets hungry.
Shut up, you face.
Be on their plate.
Shh.
Oh no, another scene.
I gonna punch you in your knee.
Who is that girl I see? That's not Ariel. That's Mulan.
Still Disney. It's all in the family.
And I'm almost there.
Amanda, I will punch you in the knee. You were doing a podcast, and then you took a knuckle to the knee.
I used to be a podcaster until I took a knuckle in the knee.
Now you are the fish is happy, as after the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy. It's hot 'cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
yes, you go beyond the pay.
But oh, under the sea, under the sea, nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. We what the land folks loves to cook. Under the sea, we after hook up. We got no troubles. Life is the bubbles under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got to be here
naturally.
Even the sturgeon and the ray, dig in the earth and start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea.
Not anything. You could have played, you know, Rage, which...
I could have. But then, if I was going to do that, my ass would have jumped back into Uncharted, because I'm now playing on hard. I was like, screw normal. I'm just going to...
No.
I gotta step up at some point in time, right?
Yeah.
You go bigger, you go home.
Man up.
You go bigger, you go home.
And now it's up to me, and
it's time to man up. Jesus had his time, and now it's mine to man up.
Taking the reins, I'm crossing the bear. Just like Jesus, I'm growing a pair. I've got to stand up, can't just clam up. It's time to man up.
Love lifts us up where we belong.
Yes, I did. Please don't sing.
Mountain.
No, don't.
When I get really excited, I sing bad.
No. So don't.
Okay.
Hey,
pumpkin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The lift is up where we belong. Where the eagles cry on a mountain high. The lift is up where we belong. Far from the world we know. Where the clear winds blow.
All that kind of stuff. But I would love to have a multiplayer co-op Mario experience where somebody gets to be Daisy and somebody gets to be Luigi and somebody
Daisy's
gets to be Mario.
Daisy's not real.
Listen.
Daisy was only made because they realized Luigi was straight and that they'd have to give him a princess eventually because there's no way that they were going to go and make a triangle between the one princess and the two brothers because...
Brown chicken, brown cow.
What's that song, Two Princes? Doo-doo. Do 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 by did Spin you, was that Spin Doctors?
I can't. Wow, that's recorded. Just so you know,
was that?
You need to stop. Like, wow. All right, bus, go back this way.
No, really though. Was that right?
Yes. Wow. Turning the bus. We're going back down this.
Okay. Way. Sorry.
Just go ahead now. One last diamond in his pockets, and that's a grip now. This one said he wants to buy you rockets, ain't in his head now.
So game stuff. I actually been looking at my backlog.
No, really?
Yeah.
Let's see. You've got my Dragon Age down here. You have my LA Noir down here. It's oh so quiet. It's so still. I don't know the rest of the lyrics. It was peaceful until, and then she goes crazy.
Yeah. All right, anyway, I love Bjork.
Zig boom.
I love Bjork. I do.
Let me know when there's some DMB.
Dave Matthews Band. Did you just actually say that on our podcast?
Yeah.
Like, am I going to have to?
No.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to smack
I it? Like DMB.
I hate Dave Matthews Band.
I wouldn't purchase
Dave Matthews Band.
I would.
With Microsoft points. If they told me, we'll give you triple the points back if you buy it.
Not all of it, but there are certain songs that I would definitely play on Rock Band. Like, I would play Crash Into Me, definitely.
Wow.
And I would also, as a guilty pleasure, would also do Don't Drink the Water. But that's because it's got that weird tribally.
Wow.
Yeah, I would do those.
I am kind of floored right now and don't know what to say about that.
I'm allowed to like what I want to like.
You are. I mean, it's a free country.
Yeah.
All I'm doing is merely commenting, and my comment is, wow.
What?
I'm just wow. I mean, I have my guilty pleasures. Don't get me wrong. Okay.
They're just not Dave Matthews.
They're not Dave Matthews fan. Nope.
Oh, man. Like, yeah. So, I mean, let me know when that DLC comes out. And if those songs are inclusive in the pack. If they're not, then no. Those are probably my top favorite songs.
Okay.
At least I'm not saying bring me some Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, that's right, because we would end this recording right now because you and I would need to have a sidebar.
There'd be some...
There would be an intervention. Yeah. Like, right now.
Sweet like a letter to my soul. Sweet you rock and sweet you roll. Lost for you, I'm so lost for you. Oh, when you come crash into me, and I come into you, and I come into you.
Alright, I told you. I was spoiling it, so just
if you don't fast forward, it's not my fault. If you don't want to listen to this, go listen to the Benny Hill theme for about 2 minutes.
Yeah. You can't do it, because then we will be stop it! I will punch you with my power ring.
I'm sorry. All right. Addicted.
I know it is. Benny Hill is the shit. Which is why you have stuff like Hill Street Blues on there, Golden Girls on there, you know, freaking WKRP in Cincinnati is even on there.
WK... Whatever? What?
Stop it. Just stop it. You're embarrassing.
I've heard it before. I just don't remember the jingle.
WKRP in Cincinnati. Now, fuck you.
I'm a WKRP in Cincinnati.
Is it really sad that when I just did that whole spiel about the room and location, I thought of the Zelda room where you have to push the block to get to the stairs? The hidden passage?
No, that's why we do this show. Because you think like that, because I think like that. That's why we do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
if we didn't do this, you would be strange.
I'm strange regardless.
Well, I mean, but you would be strange to people around you because...
People are strange when you're a stranger.
Oh, don't start. Don't start. We're not singing.
Faces are ugly.
We're not singing in this episode.
When you're alone.
Stop it!
I got the right stuff, baby.
Stop it! We're not singing. Don't say another lyric. Oh. Stop it! No, not that right stuff. Ugh.
Oh my god, I totally squeed over the New Kids on the Block on Dance with the Stars 2 weeks ago. Like,
okay, contain your girl. Contain your shishi. Bring it down. We don't discuss that here.
No!
We damn sure don't discuss NKOTB here.
No, and BSB!
No! Stop it!
They were doing... No,
stop it!
No, no, yes. They were doing a battle.
No,
and I totally thought that New Kids totally didn't want it.
Stop it! I'll make you kiss the door knocker ring. Now stop it.
I'm proud to be a girl.
I'm not saying to be proud to be a girl, but this is not the forum for that conversation.
Why not?
Because this is about video games, gadgets, and anime. Is that a video game? No, that's an X. Is it a gadget? No, that's an X.
They use gadgets.
They don't. They use apparatus to sing. They don't use gadgets. Now stop it. But while that's happening, the pieces where you are Ezio are actually going to take place in Constantinople.
Istanbul.
No, Constantinople.
It was Istanbul, but it's now Constantinople.
Yeah. No, Istanbul was Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Okay.
Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. All right, anyway, that's enough of that. Oh, is it the singing? Stop it. And don't look at me like that. You look at me like that kid that was like, I fucking love coloring, and you're scaring me right now. But anyway.
Oh my god, my eye just hurt.
You almost popped it out of your head. That's why.
Ow. But Tex Avery style.
You just totally went Tex Avery in reality.
Istanbul was Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way. So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
So Saki's in America.
Yes.
She just graduated college. She wanted to go on this congratulatory trip, and she wanted to go to America.
Yep.
And while she's there...
in America.
She was... Yeah. So she goes...
Damn it. I knew I was going to...
Because she has this wish for Japan. And she figures she if she goes to this...
wish.
I thought Sorry. You said we weren't singing.
I know, but I already broke it, so yeah. You might as well just go with it.
And she wanted to go to the center of the world, which apparently is the White House.
No, it's the fountain. New York.
No.
I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything free in America.
For a small fee in America.
Buying on credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America.
Cadillac zoom in America.
Industry boom in America.
12 in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
I'm also not Sally Bob. Ooh, I don't know
how
to...
Oh my god, I just pressed the X button to pick something up.
Exactly. You know, there's a gray area in between where you're more than casual, you're less than hardcore. That's where I sit. If I wasn't working but I had a steady income, I probably would move
into... If you were a rich bitch.
Yeah, I probably would move into the hardcore.
If you were a rich bitch.
Oh, I love theater. But yeah, if I was, I probably would move into the hardcore, because I'd have a lot more time to do.
Oh my god, I'd have like a kick-ass game room.
Don't even get me started on what the game room would look like.
If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in a synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the Eastern Wall. And I discuss the holy books with a learned man 7 hours every day. That would be the sweetest thing of all. Oh. If I were a rich man, all day long I'd bitty bitty bop. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
Sometimes that's what happens when you become a big girl and you live in the real world. You have to jump through hoops. There's red tape. You want this thing, you gotta jump this hurdle.
I wish I could go back to college.
No, you don't. They smell.
I was actually making the reference to the Avenue Q song. I wish I could go back to college.
I was just going to let you sing. I knew what you were referencing.
Fuck! You got me again! Damn it!
I wish I could go back to college. In college you know who you are. You sit in the quad and think, oh my god, I am totally gonna go far. How do I go back to college? I don't know who I am anymore. I wanna go back to my room and find a message and dry erase pen on the door. Whoa, I wish I could just drop a class
or get into a plane
or change my major
or fuck my TA.
I need an academic advisor to point the way.
You better get those seeds right out of your mouth. You better get those seeds right out of your mouth and send them down your throat.
That is not to go in a clip show. Guess what that means?
It's going in the clip show.
Duh.
Okay.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. Get the picture? I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up.
Tear it up, tear it up.
Wash him up, dry him up.
Push him up, fly him up.
Cancel him and let him go.
Yay, sister. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.
But initially, Ezio comes home, meets Machiavelli, tells him he didn't kill Rodrigo.
And no, we don't mean Tupac.
Yeah, not Tupac. Although it would be awesome if it was like Tupac Machiavelli and not Niccolo Machiavelli.
He'd be like, here's my latest track. It'll give you your next clue on where the apple is.
Exactly. Minerva hooked it up. What? California. Where's California?
I don't know where this place is.
Go the to the werewolves.
It'd be like that.
Yeah.
It'd be like that.
Tupac way beyond his time. It's gonna be straight fire! I'm so excited! Aren't you excited?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Oh, I'm not talking to the dog.
Oh. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, you sound so excited.
I am so excited.
And listen, I can't to the hide tone it. Of my voice. Can't you not
I'm
hear
about
the
to
inflection?
Lose control, and I think I like it.
Oh my god. Okay.
I'm so excited!
Bob Marley and the Wailers.
For real?
For real. Coming to Rock Band. So, let's talk about this. No Woman, No Cry. Could You Be Loved? Steer It Up. Buffalo Soldier. One Love. People Get Ready. I Shot the Sheriff. Redemption Song. Jammin'. Satisfy My Soul. Exodus.
We jammin'.
Jammin'.
Jamming.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We like to jam with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, you're with me. You're right here.
We're jamming. To think that jamming was a thing of the past. We're jamming. And I hope this jam is gonna last. No bullet to stop us now. We need to beg, but we won't bow. Neither can be born our soul. It's worth
feel like Just Dance was very complicated to begin with. It was really a very well-designed family game. So, to me, when you say Just Dance Kids, sounds to me like, yeah, we're gonna retard this game even more.
You mean like Beats for Kids, whatever that Kids Bop shit?
Kids Bops, yes! That's what I feel like. They're gonna just take Kids Bops music and throw a Wiimote in everyone's hands and be like, okay, Mom and Dad, let's do Black Eyed Peas. I got a feeling.
Ooh, ooh. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Yes, but with kids singing it.
I'm gonna have some cookies and some milk.
Yeah. No.
Oh my god, shoot me in the brain right now.
I'm not obviously the audience for this game, but so it's really interesting to see if it does well.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Feeling, ooh. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a
Crackdown one.
Yeah.
Take out the gangs, beef up your stats. And that's fine.
And now Crackdown 2 is beef up your stats, take out the gang, don't hit peacekeepers, and oh yeah, there are freaks at night.
The exactly.
Come just out at night.
And I love that they actually got the right and have the Houdini song in there.
I haven't heard it. I didn't know.
Basically, all you need to do is, So you know how the cell guys have different vehicles?
Right.
depending upon the vehicle of theirs that you snag, different radio stations, quote-unquote stations, play in the car.
Oh!
So as you get into different cars, you will hear different music, and you will eventually hear the Freaks Come Out at Night, just like there's a mashup of
Under Pressure.
Bad Moon Rising.
Oh, yes, I've heard that.
Yeah, so depending upon getting into which vehicle you get into, you will hear the Freaks Come Out at Night. By Houdini.
Right then. Oh, I can't.
So, Ruffian Games, you get a double plus up from me just for putting Houdini on your soundtrack. There's something that happens, and you end up running through the game, playing this one single story, but as Spider-Man's in these different dimensions, that when you're in the different dimensions, are different times. You're different Spider-Men. So it's kind of like, you know, a Star Trek wormhole episode.
Okay.
Where you have alternate Enterprise, but they've all kind of convened at this one moment in time.
All right.
Okay,
all
right. But it's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man does whatever a Spider-Man can.
Okay.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches seeds just like flies. Look out, here comes a Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes a Spider-Man.
Now what I want to know is if Axel F, which is the theme song to the Beverly Hills Cop movies.
Yes.
Because there's a keyboard. I want to know if Axel F is going to be in there. Because all it is and that will kick ass. So that's my request. Harmonix, if you're listening, please, please, please get Axel F in there.
Oh my God.
Because while I'm playing it, I'm going to be singing the song like Peter Griffin from The Family Guy.
I'm so surprised it's not a keytar.
Dante has to bear witness to their marriage and Satan tonguing and palming her tit. And then she finally changes and he's all excited because he's like, ha 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 ha, the uncorruptible has been corrupted. Ha 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 ha. And he's like, and now I'm going to tap that ass. And you know, he totally went back and like.
And you know what? I bet
because
now
the next level is Dante having to go through the Malbolgia and she controls the Malbolgia.
Uh-huh.
And it's like the 9 trials, literally, of hell.
Nice.
And a couple of them you cannot at all get past unless you complete them. And the one that sucked the most was chaining an air attack in the air for 8 seconds.
Whoa.
Can't touch the ground at all.
Can't
touch it.
Yeah.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Touch this. Can't touch this. My touch this. Music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to run and too hype me to feel good when you know you're down? A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man. You can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics.
Because it seems like Twitter blows up. Whenever DLC goes wrong, all of the gaming...
Everybody and their mama has something to say about it.
Yes, and I find that most of those people do steer clear of the DLC that follows that particular title the next go round because they don't want to get fooled again.
They don't want to get fooled again.
Don't.
We don't get fooled again.
Elite Beat Agents, if you're a fan of rhythm games and think you have a lot of rhythm in your hands, if you can find it, because
it's got the beat.
Title.
I got the beat. Okay, maybe I don't.
Yeah.
maybe I don't.
They got the beat,
I'm going to move forward a little bit in the game, because I know I'm a little bit farther than you are, Pam.
Oh, by probably a great chunk, actually.
But I've got some other things I want to talk about, so I'm going to spoil some other things for you. If you really don't want to hear them, just turn it off, because I'm going to say it. So one of the things that you don't do loving you, because that donkey might explode, so stop it.
Sorry.
Loving you is easy 'cause you're beautiful. Making love with you is all I wanna do. Loving you is more than just a dream come true. And everything that I do is out of love and you.
Like, we're gonna be.
I know, we're going to PAX East!
Woo! Yeah! Woohoo! Drinking in Boston. I mean, interviews and game things.
Yeah, we know where her prerogatives are.
It's my prerogative.
Everybody's talking all the stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission. Make my own decisions.
Oh!
That's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
It's the way that I want to live.
It's my prerogative.
I can do just what I feel.
It's my.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
It's my life.
'Cause what you doing, I'm doing for you now.
And did you ever end up finding Uncharted 2?
Nope.
No.
Yep.
No.
Tell me about it. Like, I got the box, the insert, game. Not so much.
No. Have you checked all of your game thingies?
No, I'm going to run through all of them here shortly. I probably did double disc it, and I just don't know where I did it, though.
Probably in a game that you played often enough to switch out when you got Uncharted 2.
Well, the thing is, the two games I was playing at the time when I got Uncharted 2 was Modern Warfare and Uncharted 2, because I was playing them pretty much at the same time, like, literally.
Did you look at Uncharted? Did you look inside?
Yes. It wasn't there.
Oh. Michelle, yeah. You shouldn't have that many games, though.
I got a lot of games. Yeah, but I keep games in two places. Either in their cases or in one of my sleeve things. And I've got two binders.
Then it's probably in a sleeve, then.
Went through the sleeves, not in the sleeves.
Then it's inside of a... You know what?
Or, because we leave discs laying around a lot. Like, a lot. It could be in a seashell someplace. And if it's in a seashell, it's anywhere. It's in a closet, it's underneath a magazine, it's in a backpack, it's...
Okay, I get it. It is just It could be anywhere.
It could be.
It's somewhere out there beneath the pale moonlight.
It is beneath the pale moonlight, but that's about it.
Somewhere out there beneath the pale moonlight, someone's thinking of me and loving me.
Somewhere out there, someone saying a prayer that we'll find one another in that big somewhere out there.
Or come on, or give love a bad name by Bon Jovi. You give love a bad name?
Look, I'm gonna...
Who doesn't love to sing that? You give love... I mean, come on. Dude, come on!
I'm not gonna harsh on the Bon Jovi, okay? I agree. I love Bon Jovi.
These are songs that most of us, and I'll say us in your age range and mine...
Thank you.
...are familiar with.
We're in the same range, by the way. We're in the same demographic, so...
I know, but I'm on the one side and you're on the other side.
We ain't that far apart, girl.
No, but there are side differences that need to be addressed.
But, you know, if you need to have one guy move a block and then put the blonde thong bitch on the block, you know,
blonde,
because something...
Thong, thong, thong.
Oh, yeah, one of the girls has, like, you know, the really small jeans. And,
And you catch a glimpse of the line.
Oh, no, you totally... She totally wears her thong up on her hips.
Oh.
It's kind of gross.
No. And she...
Let me see that thong. So devilish, she like to dance on the hip hop spot. She cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she like the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Guys like one. Baby, move your butt, butt, butt. I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck.
And then Rubber Soul is going to be available in December. So pretty much no one's going to be able to talk to me in December because I will be...
She will be busy and or losing her voice.
Pretty much I'm going to be hoarse all of November. Every podcast you hear.
A horse, of course.
I will slap you through the internet.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed.
We're talking about goodies today. To make it a little bit easier for you... When you do go back to school, or we could even call it back to work. Back to whatever.
Just back to life. Sorry.
You all right? Yeah, I'm not going there. I was going to go there because
back
I love...
to reality. That is such an awesome song.
Here and now. Yeah, it was.
Oh, that was a good song. Okay.
And in all honesty, no jokes, that video, when I saw the video, it was the first time I was like, wow, they're black people in Britain?
Yes.
I'm not even gonna lie. I was young. What are you
gonna
say?
Oh my god, black people with British accents.
I was like, hot.
What? Isn't that a contradiction in terms?
No!
Back to life, back to reality, back to life, back to reality.
On top of that, this week on on Tuesday. They're going to be adding into the Rock Band store some stuff from Talking Heads, including two of my favorite times, Take Me to the River and Once in a Lifetime. So you may find yourself sitting in the middle of your living room. You may find yourself logging on to Xbox Live.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
But I really think that it's interesting to see LucasArts and so many other entities start committing to mobile devices as a major distribution channel, which is what I wanted to get to. Because I was like, Dark Horse Comics on the iPhone? Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa!
Bad Horse. Oh, wait, wrong thing. Sorry.
No, no. Bad Horse is different than Dark Horse.
Bad Horse, Bad Horse. Sorry. Continue.
Okay.
Bad horse, bad horse, bad horse, bad horse. He rides across the nation, the thoroughbred of sin. He got the application that you just sent in. It needs evaluation, so let the games begin. A heinous crime, a show of force, a murder would be nice, of course. Bad horse, bad horse, bad horse, he's bad. The evil league of evil is watching, so beware. The grade that you receive will be your last, we swear. So make the bad horse gleeful, or he'll make you his mare. You're saddled up, there's no recourse. It's Hyo Silver, side bad horse.
Last time we talked about this, I talked about the Spinal Tap coming.
Spinal Tap. What's next?
This time I gotta talk about it because they released some Maroon 5 tracks.
Which one?
Wake Up Call for one.
Ooh.
Okay, so there's a 3-song track pack there. Rebel Yell. Thank Lord Jesus by Billy Idol is coming this week. With a rebel yell. Okay, I just, my childhood harmonics, I thank you, because I'm going to get to sing it all again.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the teams over there at Harmonix who are delivering this content are probably in the same age group.
Many of them are. Except Alex Rogopoulos. I think he's a little bit older than me. Because I think he graduated MIT before I would have graduated school. The college I went to. And I was going to go and get the rest of the Spinal Tap DLC.
I got the Kings of Leon.
Yeah, I haven't got that. I just want Sex is on Fire.
Sex on Fire.
Yeah, because I just want to be like, and yo, sex is on fire. That whole line, like, I didn't know what they were saying for the longest. I was like, what's on fire?
Something. Sex.
I'm like, my crotch is on fire.
No, your crotch is on fire.
My six is on fire. Like, something is on fire and I don't know what it is. But something is on fire.
Open, the knuckles are pale.
finally feels like summer, everybody.
Summer, summer, summer.
It's fucking hot. Time. Fucking hot.
Summertime.
Anyway.
Time to sit back and rewind.
You had to go there.
I did. And I should say,
well, that was before Will Smith got pussy whipped.
Will Smith was always whipped by the pussy. It's just that he wound up in some deep pussy that just kind of put the extra on him. But
hey,
what
hey,
you
hey, 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 let's not be talking about deep vagina.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
How many people knew about Alpha Protocol before going in, because I did some searching and I really didn't find a whole lot of press on it. And I don't know if that's just because Sega hadn't really released much and this was kind of their coming out deal for Alpha Protocol, but it definitely had a big presence in their booth.
They're coming out.
They
want the world to know.
Got to let
them show.
I don't know what they're showing. Anyway... Have you been drinking my beer?
No,
stop
I have
drinking
not.
My beer.
I have not been drinking your beer.
I know, you sound like it.
Anyways. I have been drinking your beer.
There you go. That's how I know you've been in my beer.
I like Franz Ferdinand.
So are you going to get Take Me Out, Do You Want To, and Lucid Dreams?
Do you want to? Do you want to? I like them.
I heart the
I heart them.
I do. I heart them big times. Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm.
Ooh.
Yep. I know. A couple of Allman Brothers Band songs. Blue Sky, Midnight Rider. Okay. Good.
Okay. Yeah,
a band that I don't know called The Distillers with the song Drain the Blood. I'm going to go with probably kind of metalish.
No,
it's just,
really?
It's just a guess on my part. And Luscious Jackson's Naked Eye. Which
with your naked eye. I like that song.
Was one of my more favorite songs in the 90s. So I'm going to be out some money this week because I want all of that.
Started to be clear. I watched the sunlight coming near. A new day, I knew the night. I knew I couldn't gain my sight.
So we want to know, what are you interested in for E3? Interact with us, because we're going to be on Twitter. We'll be checking in on the Facebook group. You know, all things lining up the way that I think they
who
will.
Who knows?
We'll
like,
have
we
video.
Might be on Ustream while we're, you know, finishing up seeing stuff, and we want to tell you right then and there what we saw and how we feel about it.
Absolutely. So we'll put the word out on Twitter when those things are happening.
You might
so
you see me eat a hot dog.
I mean, if that's what we got to do, I mean, we'll
I mean,
do that.
I like hot dogs. See, I'm already practicing for the camera.
Anyway, hit us up. Let us know. Interact. This show is your show as much as it's our show.
This show is your show. The show is my show.
No, it's my show.
We do it weekly.
Well, almost weekly.
Well, almost weekly.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
But if you don't live La Vida I, then you can find us by looking at any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But if you're looking for us, you should look for the other shows that fly underneath our banner.
That's right, because we are family.
We are family.
We have all our podcast brethren and sistren with we.
Why don't you come podcast with me?
All right, that was clever. Like Gold Star from Pandalicious. Go to landofesh.com where we have all of our feeds come in for all of our websites. You can see all of our articles right then and there, as well as pick up a copy of our magazine. Current issue is available and frankly something you should be reading, because you know, I mean, we made it and we like it when you buy it, because that makes
us like
money.
We like when you buy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you just throw a Rihanna reference
yes,
out there?
Yes, I did.
Alright, cool.
Cake. I just threw another one in there.
We're not doing birthday cake on this podcast.
Maybe in my next video.
You better not, you dirty, dirty girl.
It's not even my birthday. But it wanna let the icing off.
The icing off.
I know you want it in the worst way.
The worst way.
Can't wait to blow my candles out.
He want that.
And then the moment we put out a new episode on the internet, boom, like that, instant gratification, it'll start downloading.
Know what I gratify?
Stop it! That's not this podcast. Now cut it out.
Sorry.
Do you need to go sit in the corner? Do you need to be on a timeout?
No.
Because I will put you on a timeout.
It's just funny.
Yeah, okay, well, behave yourself. All right, that's one. Don't let me get to three.
Oh, I get three?
You don't, yay, don't push it. Don't push it. Push it real. Anyway, make sure that you get that subscription, because otherwise, you're kind of, you know, you're really just jerking us around. Either commit or don't. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine, but you should also be looking out for the great shows that fly underneath the Esh flag.
That's right. We exist in the land of Esh, but we are not alone. No, one show does not a...
We are not alone. I'm not Michael Jackson.
Obviously.
I don't know. I was never trying
and guess
to say
what?
I was.
That dude's dead.
I know.
It's sad.
It is.
In my soul.
I know.
Make sure that when you're listening to these things, that you tell them that you love them. Because the guys like the attention. We love to love you, baby. Wait, no, that's different.
Love to love you.
Or something like that. Good, it's Boston Bastard Brigade, King Baby Duck Show.
Yeah,
I know, now that they have one. Yay!
About fucking time we got this through.
Yes. Well, you know, it needed some fine tuning.
There had to be a montage that showed
be
you
a
aspiring
montage.
Like, I can see it all now. Like, all of you guys, like, in a studio with the big headphones on. Everyone's sweating because you guys are pumped up to do a show. Someone's running. Someone's hitting some meat or live cow.
No one's slapping their meats on our show.
That you know of.
That's when you need to put yourself to the test and show us a passage of time. We're gonna need a montage. Oh, it takes a montage. Show a lot of things happening at once. Remind everyone of what's going on.
What's
and
going
with
on?
Every shot, show a little improvement. To show it all would take too long. That's called a montage. Girl, we want a montage.
I recommend that you check out everything in the Land of Ash, including some of the new things that are going to be popping up in the neighborhood relatively soon.
She said popping up.
I did. I actually said
because they're up. Fireworks. Baby, you're a fire.
I can't believe you just figured out what that song was about.
You had to tell me. I didn't even
know. That's really sad.
It's a little pathetic.
I'm just saying.
Because baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go, as you shoot across the sky.
So that's what I got. Shit you digging this week, Panda.
The backing up song.
Oh,
cause
my.
Backing up, backing up, backing up. Cause my daddy taught me good. And ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. 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 I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
So with that, as always, I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out until next week.
Bye, everybody.
Peace.
I hope I get my voice back.
Yeah, maybe if you stop running your fucking mouth.
I know.
You gotta, you know.
It's hard.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Shut your fucking face, uncle fucker.
You're a cocksucking ass looking
uncle fucker. You're an uncle fucker. I'm a saying
you uncles
every day.
Well, shut your fucking face, uncle fucker. You're a bonafide.
We're still recording.
I know. Whoops.
Whoops.
Oopsies. Well, it's catchy, damn it.
It is. You're absolutely right. Ow, it actually is being a hurt to speak.
Well, maybe you shouldn't speak.
Bam.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're a cocksucking, ass-licking Uncle Fucker. You're an Uncle Fucker, yes, it's true. Nobody fucks uncles quite like you.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're the one that fucked your uncle, Uncle Fucker. You don't eat or sleep or mow the lawn. You just fuck your uncle all day long.
Panda, what are you doing with your toast?
I'm just gonna eat it.
Just gonna eat it? Just yeah. Gonna open one
eat
and
it,
take it?
Eat it! Eat it! Eat it.
Open up your face and feed it.
Yep, exactly.
I love Weird Al.
Eat it, eat it, get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it,
eat it.
Just eat it,
eat it.
Just eat it.
For me, I'm just going to take my toast today. I'm going to put some peanut butter on it. I'm going to eat the shit out of that stuff. Because peanut butter on some hot toast is just yummy.
Peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. We yet.
And there we go. So I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
And we are out of here, gang.
We yet.
There you go.
Rock Lobster.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah. There you go. There you go. Peanut butter jelly. Do the peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Now
I think we're done here.
I think we are. So, as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Bye!
Peace!
We're out!
Bye!
Me! I hate you.
Tee-hee! I can play the noise game all day long, sis. All day. And all of the night. All day and all of the night.